It depends on which program you're talking about. We had quite a few programs. For example, Equal Justice Under Law is a program that we would do that would look at a recently decided or sometimes pending Supreme Court decision. And we'd look at the constitutional issue in the case, and then we would develop a policy-related issue. So when the students studied the case, then they would come to our town hall meeting where we put them all together, and they would have to decide if the policy-related issue was constitutional based on what they learned about the case. So they would come together, and we'd put them in groups of nine where they would deliberate like justices, and they would decide the case as if they were the justices. And then we would split them up and have them put on their little legislator hats, and they would have to look at the policy. And then at the town hall, they would have to either vote the policy up or down based on their knowledge of the case and the applicable law.
What would be an example of a case that you were using?
Okay, so one year we used Safford v. Redding, which was a case out of Arizona, and it was an eighth grade student who had been strip searched in school because one of her friends had used her tablet or notepad or something, and when they opened up her notepad, there was a tablet or two that had fallen out like a pill. And so they took her and strip searched her to see if she was hiding anything on her. And of course, it went to the Supreme Court as an illegal search. And I can't remember what our policy question was something like, and this isn't exact, but that do you think the strip search of this student violated, you know, the Fourth Amendment? And of course, then you look at the Fourth Amendment search and seizure law for schools, and then the students had to discuss whether they thought that was a reasonable search and why it was or wasn't reasonable.